Jonathan Joseph, cornerback for the Houston Texans, here now at training camp. What's better about you this year? How have you improved? How have you gotten better? What have you done differently? I've just peppered you with four different variations of the same question.
Just buying into the system that we have a new defense and things like that, and just trying to understand my job fully overall and get a great grasp of the defense. And just working on the small things, you know, within myself as an individual, you know, from a mental standpoint and putting technique first and things like that just to better my craft.
You know, you've been a leader since you arrived here in 2011. How has your leadership maybe changed in 2014?
You know, I'm not really a vocal guy to a certain degree, but I think I have to step up in that category of being, you know, a lot more vocal and staying on guys and pushing guys and challenging guys as well, you know, when needed. And, you know, I'm embracing that role a lot, you know, with us losing some guys. You know, the next guy, I'll just have to step up and be a leader from that standpoint. And I'm just enjoying it, having fun now.
You know, from afar, when you watch him on the field, it looks like Kareem Jackson has kind of taken a little bit of a leadership role. How accurate, how inaccurate is that observation?
I think he's been the same player he's always been. You know, he's a smart guy. He understands what's being asked of him. And just naturally, you know, he cares about his teammates. He cares about the next man doing well and things like that. And he does it the right way. So anytime you have those qualities as a player, it's in you as a natural leader.
How enthusiastic are you about this defense? Because it looks like you're going to attack things, at least up front, a little bit differently.
Sometimes change is always good. For us as a defense, you know, it's about getting all the guys on the same page with the back end, being in sync with the front end. So we can utilize all our blitzes and coverages and disguises and things like that. I think it will, you know, bring more to the table from a standpoint of turnovers, sacks, whatever you're looking from a defensive standpoint to stop the offense. So we're just trying to get everyone on the same page so we can utilize all our bullets when the game gets going for real.
You know, is one of those bullets perhaps maybe down the line a guy like A.J. Boye? We saw some good things from him in the preseason in training camp last year, and then he was all out. Looks like, and from what we've heard from Bill O'Brien, sounds like he's been doing some things well.
AJ's been having a tremendous camp. Young guy, you know, eager to learn and get in there and make the best of his opportunities. I think right now, so far, he's the guy that's done that. You know, every chance he's had, he's done good.
From what we've seen out of your fellow Rock Hill native, it looks like Jadeveon Clowney can do some things. What have you noticed out of him? Do you get to see much on film when y'all are all together?
You know, I like to watch him a lot because, you know, it's my job, being from his hometown, to kind of push him and keep him on the right path. So right now, I think he's just a young guy just trying to find his way around and just making the best of his opportunities when he get his chance to get in there for a goal.
Kind of fun having someone else from Rock Hill with you?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it's always having a guy like that, me being the older guy, I'm able to see him grow into his own. So, you know, it's always fun to sit back and watch and push him as well.
Jonathan Joseph, thanks so much for the time.
No doubt. Thank you, guys.